Welcome, everyone, to your ongoing journey or a leap into a new world of opportunity. Inside Japan Podcast is a stepping stone for your next adventure. It is a show filled with informative interviews, perspectives on local life, and how you can master your path into the unknown. For today, kick back and listen to the wisdom of our host, James.
James here, coming to see the episode number 137 of the Inside Japan Podcast. Hope you're doing well out there. I'm here to tell you that the best place for you to find your first job, your next job, or your best job in Japan, that's got to be at jobsjapan.com. That's where you got to go, my friends. Jobsjapan.com. Go over there. Put your resume in there. But also, don't forget to do an automated video interview. And you can put yourself ahead of the rest if you do that. It's really easy. It takes less than 5 minutes. JobsJapan.com is where you can do that, my friend. So, solo show this week. Coming at you here. And next week, Anming will be back. Last week was her first show as a co-host. But next week, she'll be back. We'll be interviewing someone about a very interesting topic. I'll spoil it right now. All about living long-term in Japan, right? Good points, bad points. Things to make you be successful at that, things that made me us not successful at that, reasons we stayed, reasons we left, in my case, and lots of cool stuff. So that'll be coming up next week, me, Anming, and one other special guest that you have definitely heard of, so stay tuned for that one. This week, though, it's going to be a solo show, and it's going to be from the mailbag here, and in that mailbag, before I get to that, I want to say, now the podcast is, it's been going for 6 years now. Has a great listener base. Love everyone out there listening. And I got a question for you. Job opportunity here. Not job. A task opportunity here. I want to make ALTInsider.com much more simplified, right? Right now, what is ALTInsider.com? It's a place where I put the only new stuff coming on ALTInsider.com is these podcasts, right? So I want to make that kind of like a website that is that as its goal, but also has the archives and all the hundreds of blog posts I have that are accessible, but not so like difficult to find, because I think a lot of people still are like, oh, you have blog posts? Like, they don't even know that, but like, I have a lot of stuff in there that I think is good, which, I'm not saying it's like, it's the greatest thing in the world, but if someone wants to, I have a lot of information that I don't just say on podcasts. I want people to be able to find that easier. So if anyone out there would like to help with this, I will pay for this, obviously at a rate we negotiate, but I will pay for this to someone that could do this, make my website a little bit more streamlined, a little bit more targeted at what the goal is now, right? It's a podcast website, basically, but also I have archives of hundreds of blog posts about a lot of the topics we talk about on the show, too, so I want to make that more seen. So if you know anyone, or you know anyone else that can do that, send me an email, my friends, or Twitter or Discord. All that stuff is available. ALTInsiderFY@gmail.com is fine. And of course, you can message me on Discord at ALTInsider Discord, which you should be a part of if you're not already. Links to all that stuff will be at the show notes page as well. So yeah, that's the first order of business today. We sound like a real podcast here with these orders of business and stuff, but let's get back to the fact of the matter here. So the fact of the matter is, I got an email that I thought was worth talking about. Kind of an old school ALT Insider podcast email for the old listeners here. Will be a little throwback here because we're talking all about teaching English, right? Not about finding another job that's not about teaching English. Not about, working as this cool, whatever, insert job X here. We're talking about teaching English, now you can do that effectively. And I was kind of nostalgic when I read this question. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this on the show because I haven't talked about this topic in a long time. And I know lots of people out there are doing this job and they're, want to do that well. So, hey, which deserves to, let's call this a throwback episode of how to teach English in Japan effectively. And this is the question, paraphrasing most of it, of course. But, hey, James, I just found your website and I've been binging your past blog posts, which is kind of why I started thinking about changing the website, by the way. But anyways, I'm going to be an ALT in the coming months, so I'm trying to learn as much as I can. I also read your ebook. Oh, thanks. So my question is, when going to a new school, which I will in a few months, how do you start your first day off right? What am I looking to do in my first day? Okay. Good question. So how do you do that, right? The first day is so important. I've talked about it many times. The first day of your day at school is the most important day. I actually have a blog post about this. So again, another reason I wanted to make my blog, my website more simplified is I have a blog post I wrote probably 6 years ago now, scarily, 7 years ago. It's called Your Perfect First Day as an ALT. So obviously, if you found this one, hopefully you get the answers you need. But still want to elaborate on this topic because it is really important. I think as an ALT, your first day decides so much that you can't even understand it, right? Like the amount of this of opinions people make about you on your first day is so huge, right? And it's like bigger than like when you meet someone for a date or something for the first time. It's like bigger than that because so many people decide what kind of ALT you are on that day, rightly or wrongly, right? That's just, they make a decision quickly about, hey, this person seems to be like this, so that's what I think they are, whether you are or not. And I'm not saying you can't, of course, change people's opinions with some hard work, but you'd rather not work so hard for that, right? You want people to know right away that you are this awesome kind of ALT that's going to be make their job easier, right? Which should be the goal whenever you are doing the job that's known as ALT. So I want to frame this as, again, if you are already working for schools and you already have your relationship set up, it isn't really going to help you straight, you know, because you've already had your first day, right? But some of these strategies can help you get to a better relationship with your schools if you don't have a good one now, okay? So keep that in mind for anyone out there that is, you know, already had their first day and is thinking, well, I'm just going to turn off this episode. Don't turn it off, but obviously your first impression is now over, but you can still make a good second impression, especially at the start of a new school year because there's always new people and stuff. This is important. So everything you do in your first day is has an effect, I think, and people see what you're doing, right? So this is what, so as I wrote in the blog post, here's some examples, right? So you know what I'm talking about here of what can happen. So if they have the feeling that you are independent right away, like someone just, even if you are or not, right? They have the feeling, oh, Chris here, he seems like a really independent ALT. He knows what he's doing. I don't need to check on him every morning. That's a good thing, right? Alternatively, they say, wow, he didn't even know how to sit down at his own desk, right? You have to keep my eye on him. That's not good, right? If they think you're instantly really shy, a JT might be, well, I won't give him as many classes, as many responsibilities as someone that wasn't shy, right? If you appear confident, they might give you more things to do. They might say, you might say, hey, I'm going to go to the computer room later today. And they won't be weirded out by that kind of question because, hey, you seem like a confident guy. You seem like you know what you're doing. Cool, go ahead. Right? All these things happen based on that first opinion you make when you have your first day at school. So you asked a good question because I think the first day is really important. And it really sets the tone for how your relationship with your school is going to be. Right? So you're going to be nervous, right? I mean, there's no way around that. You're going to be nervous because it's important. I'm probably making you more nervous by how important I'm telling you that it is. That's not a bad thing, though. It is important. So just remember, I think one thing that people overlook in this kind of situation is it's good to appreciate what you have, right? Being a teacher in Japan is, a lot of people have a lot of opinions about that. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Are you wasting your life away if you're an English teacher in Japan? Are you just the scum of the earth because you've taken this job of educating others in a foreign country? You can just say F them, right? You are doing a job that thousands of people around the world want to do right this instant, right? Thousands of people want to be you, but they aren't. You got that job, right? Don't worry about the other people that don't like it. Just enjoy your moment, right? For some reason you wanted to do this. So enjoy it, right? Do the steps you need to do to have it be successful. And if you're successful, you'll be having more fun. And that's, again, the goal, the words that this website was created on was have more fun, right? So if you have fun, everyone's around you have fun, the circle of fun continues, right? So keep that in mind. It's a small tip, kind of like a throwaway tip. But what you want to do is remember that you're lucky. And take advantage of this chance you have and enjoy it, right? Enjoy it. Okay, that's the first thing. But to sum up the rest of my tips, there's three things you want to keep in your mind. There's three character traits that you want to have, right? That if you keep these in your mind and you do them, you will be successful, right? I'm going to give you some more concrete steps here, but if you keep these three things in your mind, you'll be fine. The only thing you have to take it, the only thing you have to be appear, the three character traits you have to appear, besides being clean and stuff like that. Like, I'm throwing away like the ones that, you know, come on guys, we can get past this point. But you have to appear, here's the three: happy, energetic, and independent, right? Mic drop, right? Mic drop on those three. But those are the three things you have to nail, right? You have to appear happy, energetic, and independent, okay? So those are not just thrown out adjectives that mean nothing. They each have a specific reason why you need to feel like those things. So happy is obvious, right? You're teaching younger minds in the world. Appearing happy is good, not only for teaching them, but also being a part of the workplace, right? No one wants to work with someone that is just down all the time, right? We've all probably worked with people like that, and it just sucks, right? It just sucks when people aren't happy about it because you're not happy about being there. I mean, you know, I'm saying like over time, you know, no one's really happy about work, right? I mean, you could like it to various degrees, but in the end of the day, you wish you weren't there, right? Everyone feels that. But if you work with people that don't feel like that or make you feel like they're having a good time, it makes your day a little bit more fun too, right? So try to be happy or appear happy your first day. You're in Japan, you're having fun, you're being happy, okay? Energetic. Now, this one I want to be careful here. I don't mean being a circus clown on day one, you know, running all over the place. I mean just appearing to be happy to move and get out of your chair. And don't, when someone calls you over, you don't make it seem like it's the hugest chore in the world to get out of your chair and move, right? Maybe you play with the PE class a little bit, right? Show you're energetic there. Show you're willing to do stuff. I could change this. I'm thinking now that I'm, you know, having a little time here. Energetic I should change that to maybe proactive. I think that might be a better word for this one. But energetic, proactive, interchangeable here. But you want to appear to be proactive and energetic, okay? The last one, the most important one, is independent. What do I mean by independent, right? You might think that's a strange one because during your first day, as you might or may not have heard, there's a lot of hand-holding that goes on because, you know, your Japanese is probably not that great yet. I don't know, but it probably isn't. So what's going to happen? You're going to have a handler in charge of you. What I mean by handler, it's someone that is charged with the job of running you around to all the places you have to go. Every company does this differently. Some companies have like one person that takes you from cell phone store to the bank to the school. Some places might split it up, so like one person takes you to the cell phone stores, one person takes you to the school. It's all different variations, but someone is going to be taking you everywhere and kind of making sure you get everything set up correctly, right? Kind of hand holding you, right? Making sure you get everything right. So how can you appear independent in those situations? Well, here's how you appear independent: asking questions, doing things yourself, not being afraid to do something by yourself, right? So in the case, since you asked about this specific case the first day at school, let's pretend you got your cell phone, all that crap. You're done with that. You're in the schools now, right? So how do you do that, right? It's so simple. One of the first things you can do to appear independent is to ask the person in charge of you where the bathroom is, right? So simple. Go up to them and ask them, where's the bathroom? Now, I know somebody out there saying, this is so stupid, James. I'm going to do this no matter what. I promise you there are many teachers out there that won't do this because they're too scared. And they're too afraid of, like, you know, messing with the mojo or something of the principal or the person in charge of you. Go up to someone, ask where the bathroom is, and then go. That shows you're independent enough to ask a question, go somewhere yourself. You know, you're not afraid, right? You want to step it up a little bit. Level two, say, hey, where's the gym? You know, step it up. Level three, can you show me where my English classes will be? You know, ask questions, showing that you're independent. You're not afraid of, you're not going to sit there and let people just come to you and tell you everything you know. You want to go out there and learn what you didn't know about your job to, you know, to have the best, you know, be prepared the best you can for your job you're supposed to do a good job at, you know? Okay? So I kind of glossed over it, but your first day at school, you're usually going to have someone with you. They're usually going to have a meeting with the principal explaining what you're going to do. All you got to do is sit there and smile, nod, laugh at or whatever else is laughing, and, you know, drink the green tea they give you, right? Some cases you won't have that, right? Sometimes you just got to go to school yourself. All the more reason. That's even better for you because you can show you're independent more, right? You don't need any help. Like, I'm here for blah, blah. Don't be afraid to speak English either. You know, some people might not be able to help you, but they'll direct you where you got to go. There's always someone there that can help you in the end. I promise you, okay? Don't be scared. Okay, so let's say we got past that meeting. We're in the teacher's room now. They might make you say a little speech here, right? This is annoying. If you can use Japanese enough, go ahead. Don't worry about making mistakes. Just say it. They'll laugh. It's fine. If you have to use English, go ahead, use English. Three sentences, you're out, okay? Don't overthink this, okay? This is what you got to do. Something like this. Hello, my name is James. I come from New York in America. I'm real excited to meet everyone here, and let's have fun this year. That's it, you know? I've seen people go out and go way too deep here. Don't do that. Simple as possible, get out. The more everyone understands about what you said, the better, right? So how do you make sure everyone knows what you said? Talk slower, talk less. That's teaching 101 right there, you know? So even though you're not teaching, you're talking to other teachers out there. They don't know what you're saying. Talk slowly, talk less. Hi, my name is this. I'm from this. Let's have fun this year. See ya. Okay, that's it. So if you had to have a speech, that's it. They'll be clapping, blah, blah, blah. If there's no speech, that's fine. But if there is no speech, you have to greet people, okay? Another way to introduce yourself to people, you know? You don't want to be, you know, just deer in headlights sitting at your desk waiting for the next person to tell you what to do. Again, proactivity, energetic, happy, big smile. Go talk to people. Say, hi, I'm blah, nice to meet you. That's it, right? You're showing people you're independent, you're ready to work, right? People will say, hi, how's it going? That's it. Some people want to practice English with you. Great, right? That's even better. Talk to them in English. Fine. Make sure you say something to most people, right? You don't have to go through the whole school to find people. But if there's like five people in the teacher room, when you were going to the teacher room, just say hi to everybody. It's so simple, right? It's so simple, okay? After you've greeted everyone, usually you won't have to do anything else. You know, you usually be sitting at the desk the whole day. Just appear to be busy if you have a computer. I assume you know this. You have the skills needed to appear to be busy. Don't be afraid to study Japanese and stuff. Also, another thing you can do to appear energetic, ask your teacher, is there anything that you can do, right? They love to hear that. They love to hear, even if you don't want to do anything, just asking them. Usually, they won't have anything for you to do anyway. So just ask them, right? Hey, is there anything I could do? They would love to hear that, okay? They would love it. They want to hear that you are excited about the work, okay? So after that, let's say lunchtime comes, okay? Should note there. Sometimes you might have to go in front of the whole school, right, and do a speech. You never know. Some schools had me do it, some schools didn't. Same exact speech works here. Don't talk too fast. Don't talk too much. Talk slowly. Talk slower. Talk less. Whatever you think is a good speech, talk less than that and talk slower than you're planning on speaking, okay? Hi, my name is James. I'm from Boston, Massachusetts. Let's have fun this year. Literally that. If you want to go crazy, I've seen some people have some pretty good ones, to be fair. But they're like experienced ALTs that kind of know how to be funny. And that's something that takes time to learn. So if you're brand new, like you seems like you from that email, just stick with it. Stick with simple, right? You could throw in a I like if you want to go crazy, right? I like baseball. That's it, you know? People will be like, whoa, you know, that's enough. You know? Don't go crazy. Don't overstay your welcome. Don't get power from reactions, right? I like baseball and everyone's flipping out. You can't be like, okay, well, I also like this. It doesn't last forever. Just go in there. Hi, my name is this. I'm from here. Let's have fun this year. Or you want to go nuts. I like basketball. Let's play basketball this year. Something like that, okay? Talk slower, talk less. That's it, okay? That's your speech done. You're going to be nervous for that for sure. I remember that. Oh my God, I remember my first time I had to do that. I was dying. I was like, what do I say? Like, I studied Japanese a little bit, so I was like, I can probably do this in Japanese, but I was like, no, I'm not doing it in Japanese. F that. You know, just have people laugh at you. I was like, that's not happening. So just to get that taken care of. Now, let's fast forward to lunchtime, right? Lunchtime comes, and usually, every school is different, but your lunch will be prepared for you, and they'll bring it to your desk when they're done preparing it. However, if they are preparing food in front of you, help them prepare that food, right? Again, independent, energetic, we're happy. You know, you want to show you want to help out. And that shows you're a part of the school. You're not some just monkey that comes in here and takes care of things and then goes, right? You know, so go in there, help them do it. And another key point, Of course, a lot of the teachers will eat in the teacher's room. Not you, though, right? Some schools will already have a schedule that they're like, okay, you're going to this class, Mike, and then you do that. However, some schools will expect you to eat in the teacher's room. You don't want to do that, okay? Trust me, you don't want to do that. Many reasons for that. First of all, it's the most boring place to eat lunch, and people will try to talk to you and practice English, and that gets more annoying than the students are ever. I promise you, okay? Keep that in mind. Second, you want to be better, you know, appear more proactive by going to the schools, the classes, and doing that, okay? Next reason, if they don't have a schedule for you, you can choose where you go. That's the beauty, right? So if the schools didn't have a schedule for me and I was supposed to eat lunch in like this teacher's room, I would after a few months, of course, learning what classes are fun and which aren't fun, go to the fun ones, you know, go to the ones you like. You know, you have to cycle through them so it doesn't feel like you have any favorites, but you can kind of play with the numbers here to avoid any classes that you don't like or that don't kind of, you know, aren't ones that fit your personality that well, okay? I'm not all a saint here, you know. Again, have more fun is have more fun. So, again, help people make lunch if you can. Don't eat in the teacher's room. Independent, energetic, proactive, all these things we're trying to be. Okay? I have a whole article about lunchtime, by the way, if you need help with lunchtime. It's a whole thousands of words article about lunchtimes in Japan. So, you dig your teeth into that. Okay. So, second half of the day, I'm assuming you haven't had any classes yet. Most people don't have classes their first day. You might. If you want to, I have a lesson about the intro lesson you can check out as well. I'll put links to that in the show notes page. But what you want to do is, again, you know, say what you want to do before you leave is you don't want to leave right when the bell rings. They might tell you can leave early, right? Well, we're talking 1 p.m., right? This is not the day for 1 p.m. departures, right? In the future, you can get those. After you've built up, again, this kind of persona of being very independent, very hardworking, energetic, and proactive, yeah, then you could leave. Once people think like, hey, he does his work hard, he can go. Now's not the time. You're still building that kind of, that image, right? So you have to check out some clubs, right? Don't stick at one, go around. I know you might think it's strange for them to do clubs on the first day, but they will be doing them on the first day because most of the clubs, except the first graders, the other clubs are going year-round, so they'll definitely have clubs that first day in most schools, not always. So you want to visit some. The more, the better. Don't stick on one, or they'll think you kind of want to be a coach or something, which is what you don't want. Walk around, right? Also, this makes your classes better because the students will say, hey, this guy or gal is interested in us, you know? And it'll kind of make you seem more cool, right? And when the kids think you're cool, your classes go cool, right? And when your classes go cool, your JTEs are cool. And when your JTEs are cool, your employer is cool. And when your employer is cool, that means you get hired again. I was going to say you can get more money, but let's be honest, I'm not going to lie to you. So, you know, if your employer is cool, you can work longer there before you find your next position if you want that. Or if you just want to work a year, that's cool too, right? I should have said this. If your employer is cool, your job experience in Japan will be cool. Because the less they're worried about you, the better your job will be. Because they're not, you know, hounding you every day. Okay? I promise you. Okay? So again, visit clubs your first day. It doesn't have to be long. I'm talking literally 5 minutes in each one. And if you can't find some, you don't go searching, right? Just go to the ones that are easy to see. You know, go walk outside, see the basketball practice. You might see soccer. You might see the baseball. Just go visit. Say hi. And they'll trust me. You'll be the most interesting guy in the room, guy or gal in the room, because you're a new LT people want to talk to. Okay. And if you can't speak Japanese at all, don't worry. Just talk English very simply. You know, my name is, what's your name? And they'll love it. Okay. Again, as you can see, all these steps, right? All these steps I've taken so far are to make sure those three things are hit. There's three criteria: happy, energetic, and proactive, and independent. Okay. Now it's time to leave, right? You've checked a few clubs out. You got said hi to people. I'll go through the whole day again at the end. But now it's time to leave. This is what you want to do. You want to, you know, it's time. You don't want to make. How can I say this? You want to show everyone that you don't wait to hear when you can go. You go yourself. Right. So what I mean by that, some people get in this habit of waiting till like their handler tells them they can go. and they wait for that to go. That's what you don't want to do, because then you're going to get stuck, like, until they tell you to go, you go, right? What you want to do is say goodbye to everyone, which is otsukaresama desu, to everyone, before you leave, right? Don't make a big deal about it. You're not saying, hey, guys, I'm going. You just say it to everyone and walk out, right? What does this do? This might sound like, hey, James, that sounds like you're sneaking out. You're not sneaking out. Again, you're saying bye to everyone, okay? Whatever time you're supposed to leave, by the way, too. I'm not saying leave early at all. I'm saying you, when your time has come, you leave, right? It's not, you're not waiting for anyone else to tell you to leave. You leave, okay? And that's, it sounds stupid, but some people get in the habit of waiting for someone to tell them they can leave, which is not what you want to do. You don't want other people controlling when you leave. You want to be an independent, hard worker, right? You leave when it's time to leave. In the future, you can use that to your benefit to leave a little bit earlier if you know work and you finish all your work and you've worked very hard that day. But now you got to leave on time and you have to leave independently, okay? Small point, but that is definitely a part of it, okay? And that is it, okay? Side note here, I wrote this in the blog post, and this is beautiful. I'm so smart back when I wrote this. Sometimes you have to get a stamp that shows you came to the school every day, okay? Sometimes you have to get this. You have to get the principal to stamp your paper or whatever. This is key. You have to get this at lunchtime, okay? If you don't get this at lunchtime, a lot of times you're stuck waiting till the end of the day when you can find that person to do your stamp. That is what we call a nightmare, my friends. Because I've been there waiting hours for the stupid stamp. And I was like, all right, I got to go. And I would just go. You know, even though I'll get in trouble with the company because they're like, oh, you didn't get the stamp for this day. I was like, oops. So you have to get the stamp. Get it at lunchtime. Do not get the stamp at the end of the day. And I recommend you start this right away if you have this system. Now, I'm probably talking to a very low percentage of the people out there now because the stamp system, for all I know, might be gone. We're talking ancient 8 years ago now. But if you do have the stamp system, get it at lunchtime. Don't wait till the end of the day to get your stamp because that means you have to wait to find that person to go. Don't do that. And then sometimes they want to talk and it's a nightmare. Get the stamp at lunch and then you're fine, okay? Then wait till your time to go, 4:30, whenever it is. Say goodbye to everyone and leave. And that's your first day done. Now, let's do a quick walkthrough again. What do we do to make sure those three adjectives are filled, right? What did we do to make sure we appear happy, energetic, proactive, and independent, right? So, of course, when we got to the school, we're not afraid to ask questions, right? Ask questions about where stuff is. We're not afraid to go places, right? Where's the gym? Okay, I'm going to go there. You're not afraid to go there. Hey, where's the computer lab? Not afraid to go to the computer lab, right? You're also not afraid to greet people, right? You're very happy, energetic. You love smiling, meeting everyone. Hi, how's it going? Hi, how's it going? Hi, my name is James. How are you? That's it, right? So easy, but it goes really far, right? Now, if you have to give a speech, not a lot of words, you know, and slow speech, but you said your speech confidently and you're out of there, right? You have a class, check out my class on your intro lesson. But again, same stuff applies, right? Happy, energetic, independent, okay? Now it's lunchtime. Hey, you're so happy to be a part of the school and independent. You help them get the lunch ready. And you don't eat lunch in the teacher's room where it's all boring. You take it to a classroom that you can talk English to the students in. Wow, how great is that, right? What a worker you are. Second half of the day comes, then it's time. Then the normal school ends and it's time for clubs, right? You don't just sit in the teacher's room waiting for the 4 o'clock bell. You get out there and you meet some students, say hi to everyone, see a few clubs. Then, of course, you say, hey, 4 o'clock, time for me to go. Goodbye, everyone. And you leave on your own terms, right? You don't wait for someone to tell you and leave. You just leave. And that is basically it, right? That is the way to set up yourself to show the school that they don't have to worry about little Jimmy or whatever your name is, my friend, you know? They know when you come to their school, you know what you got to do. You got a job to do, and you do it effectively, very energetically, very independently, very proactively, right? Once all those key things are met, right? They know they don't have to worry about you. And when schools don't have to worry about you, that is when you are free to have as much fun as you want at your job, right? You work hard, have great classes, and if you don't have a sixth period, you know, hey, a few times a week, you might be able to get out of there. And they won't worry about it because they know you're so independent and so, you know, so good at your job and so happy to be doing it that they'll love you, okay? So I know that was long. I know that was thorough, but I really think it's important. The first day is really important about how people treat you and how you're treated for the rest of the year. And once some people out there listening, I know, I don't know if you listen this long, but if you're still listening, you know that maybe you didn't have a great first day and you're still feeling the effects of that not great first day. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to break that. I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard to break that. Okay? But you can with some hard work, you know? There's never too late to start being more independent, to start being more proactive, to start being more happy. It's never too late for that, everyone out there listening. So that is my advice for your first day at your new ALT job. And again, I don't know your goals, right? I don't know if you're out to Japan to have a fun 1 year, that you want to be in a university teacher one day. But no matter what it is, this is the best way. This is going to set you up to have the best first year as an ALT. And your employer will be happy, students will be happy, you'll be happy, right? That's what I want more than anything, is for you to be happy. You know what I'm saying? You wrote me an email and I want to help you out the best. So that's it. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Next week, we'll be back at you with a very hot discussion with Anming and a special guest again. So thanks so much for listening, guys. And yeah, you know what to do. Three words, right? Have more fun. See ya.
I really hope you enjoyed today's Inside Japan podcast. Dive deeper into our world and learn more about what awaits you. Check out altinsider.com. And for regular, up-to-the-minute job postings, check into jobsinjapan.com for the next big gig. Please tune in for our regular excursions into the world of Japan, and good luck! Gambatte! Jobs in Japan.